Our reading this morning is from Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and immediately you will see a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophets, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from trees and spread those on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna, the son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." We will now sing together, "Lord Jesus, you have come to us," from Together in Song 526.
Oh, we are in changing times indeed. What is certain? The day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem was also a day of uncertainty. The day we call Palm Sunday, were changing times for Jesus, for the followers of Jesus, for them and also for us and for all of history. And if that first Palm Sunday was today, then I think it might have been a bit of a non-event. It would have been very different because of social distancing and isolation. And I don't know about you, but I don't think I would have rushed out to see Jesus if it was happening today. But I'd rather have stayed home and watched it on TV or Zoom or Facebook or Skype. I might have lit my candle in my lounge room and made a cup of coffee or tea and watched it on TV and then turn over to the ABC and watch Songs of Praise. But one of the things about processions or parades is that we're often the bystanders. We're often the ones that are looking on into what's happening. We cheer and we wave and we make up the crowd as someone makes their way to their destination. Today, though, there are no parades. There are no stadium events and not even public gatherings. The Palm Sunday parade, like any other parade, but was something special. There was the crowd, there was the noise, there was the object, the person passing by. And the story, it records the actions of the people. They got involved, they got excited, they shouted, they waved, they threw clothes on the ground and waved palm branches and sang praise songs to God. The crowd, it appears, to be swept along with the emotion of the event. Do you miss the crowds today? Do you miss the people around? In the gospel text today, there is a question. And the question is, who is this? Who is this Jesus? To which the reply is, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." So we might ask that same question for us today. Who is this? Who is this for you, and who is this for me? And I think we should all know by now, having journeyed with Jesus through Lent and particularly in John's Gospel. However, we could ask the same question about Jesus that we meet in Matthew's Gospel today. We might get a slightly different answer. A brief comparison shows us that John's Jesus is kind of portraying a philosophical, spiritual-focused Jesus dealing with issues of knowledge and wisdom, new birth, light and darkness, and dialoguing between individuals or small groups. Matthew has Jesus, a kind of Jewish Jesus, who seems to talk a lot about the kingdom of heaven, the temple and the law, and in particular Hebrew prophecy. The emphasis for Matthew is to link the fulfillment of Jewish prophecy to Jesus, quoting Hebrew scripture as an authentication of who Jesus is. In John's Gospel, our focus readings during Lent, we have read long stories of encounters with everyday people, giving us insight as to who this Jesus is. Nicodemus encounters Jesus, and we hear stories about being born again, wisdom, and coming to him at night. The woman at the well identifies Jesus as the giver of life-giving water that springs up or gushes up within her. The blind man who was healed, not only was healed of physical sight, but gained internal sight. And then we meet Lazarus, the one who is given life from the one who gives life. And there are a number of sayings in John's Gospel where Jesus says, "I am the door," or "I am the bread of life," "I am the resurrection and the life," and so on. So do we know Jesus? I mean, have we got to know him through this period of Lent? We've heard the stories, seen the insights, but have we understood? Have we taken him in? Have we become a follower? Have we arrived at the parade of Palm Sunday? Have we palm branches ready to wave? So this Palm Sunday today is a good time to ask ourselves the question, who is Jesus? We spend a lot of time at Christmas time asking the same question about who is this child, the baby Jesus. And so in Lent we ask the same question, who is this adult Jesus? It's a personal question and a question that needs a personal answer. We can be like the disciples and shout what other people say or what we think we know, but today we ask ourselves, for ourselves. The whole point of John's Gospel and others is to introduce the Jesus, the Son of God, the one who gives life, life in all its fullness, the one who has shown us the face of God, the character of God, the one who has called us to follow the way of love. The question requires a faith response. And in so doing, we ask, was Jesus just a good man? Bit of a revolutionary, maybe a bit disillusioned even, who ride on by and then go to the cross and shout, "Oh, look, I'm a somebody." Or does Jesus, the Messiah, the humble one, come and ends up on the cross, taking on board all that we are and all that we are not, as a sacrifice, as an act of love and compassion and forgiveness and grace? For this is the one who in just a few short days will experience a massive popularity turnaround. Today we'll sing glory and hallelujah, but in less than a week we will be part of those who run away. Betrayal and abandonment leaving Jesus alone and dead. And Jesus does that not for himself, but for all of creation. So Palm Sunday today is a time for us to be happy and sad. So wherever you are, whatever time this might be for you, I invite you to respond today, if you wish, as an act of faith, commitment, and affirmation, to mark the sign of the cross on the back of your hand with your finger, symbolising your answer to the question, who is Jesus? And so may this sign of the cross today remind you of the faith that you have and the faith in Jesus in these shadowy times, and also your journey with Jesus and with each other into this holy week that is before us. Will you join with me in prayer? Let us pray. In the quiet moments, O God, in the still places, I can sometimes hear it, an urgent voice echoing through the wilderness of the world and out of my heart calling me to prepare and to participate in the new world that wants to be born. How can I be part of something that I haven't seen, that I struggle even to conceptualise, let alone understand? Yet still the voice calls and my heart stirs. This world exists, Jesus, in the gospel you preached, in the stable and the cross and the empty tomb, in baptismal waters and Eucharistic meals, in your constant calling and your constant coming. And so we praise you for this world and for the dream that we can learn to know it here and now, even as you do. In the name of Jesus, we pray.